Welcome to the Bible Story Podcast.
Hello, listeners. We are so excited for you to join us here on the Bible Story Podcast, where we take Bible stories and share them with you.
Exactly, because sharing is caring, or at least that's what my mom would tell me.
Well, it is true. Hey, so my name is John Drabert. My co-host here is Braden Pohoich.
Hello.
And in the name of sharing,
I have a question for you, John.
Oh, okay. Yep.
So, John, you made me write a bio this week for this podcast that I assume will be shared online to all of our 12 listeners. Just kidding. There's more of you. But you made me answer some questions, and there was topics and whatever. So I have a question for you. I'm throwing this back in your court.
All right.
So the question is, what is a topic you could give a 10-minute rant about? Something that you're really like or really passionate about that you could like describe to a stranger?
Wow. Okay. I was not expecting this question at all. So for my entire life, I have been an Edmonton Oilers fan. So, you know, we do have more than 12 listeners. Not many more, but some of them are actually international listeners. So if you're not familiar with the Edmonton Oilers, they are an ice hockey team that plays in the NHL. Google it and you'll learn all about it. But I really, really enjoy talking about the Oilers and what their future is going to look like for them, because their future always looks better than what is in reality right now.
That's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah. We also are in and around the Edmonton area, which is where the Oilers, that would be our home team.
Yes.
And so we really get the ebbs and the flows of and ups and downs of the team. We've been in a down for quite a while.
There's been a lot of tears. There's been a lot of times where I've cried myself to sleep. Okay, enough about my emotional roller coaster watching the Edmonton Oilers. How about you?
Easily, I could give a 10, 20, 30, maybe a 6-week session on coffee.
I don't know what to think of that.
So I love coffee. I call it a hug in a cup. I would like to talk. I could talk about the science behind it, how to get different flavors. I could, you know. So, John, remind me later. You're not a coffee drinker, but if you give me a six-week window, I'll teach you all about it.
Okay. Are we ready to jump into that story now? Maybe? Please?
We are. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
I got distracted, and I have not drank enough coffee this morning.
Are you sure? Because you're talking really, really fast.
Pretty sure.
Okay.
All right. So before we get distracted again, today we're continuing reading through John. So listeners, you can find this in John 3:22 is where we're going to start and go all the way to verse 36. So this passage is really interesting because it's taking place near Jesus, and we learn something very important, but not necessarily through Jesus speaking. We're actually learning through John the Baptist, or a man called John the Baptist.
Yeah, so this John the Baptist, we actually learned a little bit about him in some podcasts last Christmas, 2019, just before Christmas. So if you're interested in listening about his beginning to life, it's a pretty interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got an interesting name, and he would have been known for baptizing people, right?
Shocker.
I know. So he would have been doing this and would have been considered a prophet, meaning he held people to a high point of morality and was outspoken in his beliefs. So there's probably a lot of people he annoyed, especially some of the political leaders and Jewish leaders at that time.
Fair. I don't really love when people point out if what I'm doing wrong, or, you know, if I'm not following my faith correctly, but I can see how that might be annoying. Anyway, so we see individuals in this story notice Jesus, a man who John the Baptist has been speaking about. Jesus is across the river and John is on the other side. And the people come to John and they're saying they notice Jesus across the river also baptizing people. And as a person with the name John the Baptist, you know, you were probably known very specifically for doing that. And so the individuals are talking to John and they recognize that actually a large group of people is gathered around Jesus. You know, perhaps most of the people are going to Jesus rather than John.
Yeah, you know, and it seems like the people are maybe complaining at this point, and they're pointing out this fact to John, which, you know, I would kind of be annoyed with that, or at least, you know, if that's a little bit of salt in the wound, but I don't know. Maybe they want him to get angry or frustrated. They want some sort of response. And it's almost like they're two store owners across the street needing to compete for each other, with each other. But I don't know. It's just a bizarre thing what the people want from John's response.
Exactly. I mean, it does seem a little bit awkward. Here in Canada, we'll often see that with two Tim Hortons that are right across the street from each other.
Right?
And it always confuses me a little bit. They're competing with one another.
Just so we're clear, Tim Hortons is a coffee and donut shop. So, of course, Braden brings coffee back into the story somehow.
Easy. Always.
Easy.
And so, I mean, it's a little bit awkward to think that these two men, Jesus and John, are then competing to baptize people. It seems a little strange, no?
Yeah, it's super strange. And I think this is where we can get into our lesson for today, which is...
He must become greater. I said it first, I win. More coffee in my system.
You certainly did.
So, the lesson for today is he must become greater. And so I was reading off the notes. I might have jumped in a little too fast there. John, what do we mean by he must become greater?
Well, if you maybe would let me keep going.
Okay, continue. Keep going.
All right. Well, we see people speaking to John the Baptist about Jesus being across the way, baptizing people, and probably witnessing a crowd beginning to gather.
Yeah, it seems like these people are jealous or uncertain maybe of Jesus's intentions or why he's there.
Yeah, it's very possible.
Okay, so then... what does John do? Does he get mad or even? Does he, you know, send over his goons, his big tough goons over to Jesus and like push him out of the turf?
Yeah, his baptism turf.
Yeah.
So no, he doesn't do that at all.
Okay.
Not at all.
I got ahead of myself again. You keep going.
Okay. So John responds pretty much in the opposite way than his followers would expect him to. No rude words, no jealousy. He simply says this. Okay, this is verse 27 of John chapter 3. To this, John replied, "A person can receive only what is given them from heaven. You yourselves can testify that I said, I am not the Messiah, but am sent ahead of him. The bride belongs to the bridegroom. The friend who attends the bridegroom waits and listens for him, and is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice. That joy is mine, and it is now complete. He must become greater, I must become less."
It's interesting. So let me see if I understand this. First, John is saying that his time, his importance, he's saying, I was never the Messiah. That's never what I told you. I was simply sent ahead of him. So he's done his work, and now he's saying, you know, my time is complete. He's saying, I'm excited. The joy is mine, that my job is now done, and we must focus on Jesus. He must become greater, and I myself must become less. So he's saying he's 100% okay with Jesus being across the river baptizing people because he understands that this is exactly what he was waiting for. You know, that he knows that this is what the world needs. He knows that Jesus is who we need.
Yeah. And John is like, I don't know. You can't really necessarily hear it because we're reading the text, but there's excitement in his voice here. You know, as a prophet, he knows the scripture of the Old Testament and he knows the prophecy Jesus is meant to fulfill. Now, this would have been so exciting for him. Because he had been waiting.
Yeah, that's awesome. It's like he's watching the things, you know, happen before his eyes. So then He mentions that he, as in Jesus, must become greater, and we must become less. So can you kind of break that down? Like, what does he mean by that?
Yeah, so I believe that he is saying some things that are really practical and very true for in the moment. But mm-hmm. I think it carries on for a long time, even up till today.
Hmm.
He knows that Jesus is the way to eternal life. No, so we spoke about this last week. Mm-hmm. So if you didn't listen to last week's, it's a really important episode. Go back, maybe even pause this episode and go listen to that one, all right? So with all that said, John understands that Jesus must grow in popularity and recognition in order for more and more people to seek him out and hear his message of salvation.
Hmm.
And John must become less and must compete less. He must become a smaller influence on people so that they might find Jesus, the true Messiah. So in essence, John's influence is saying, go be influenced by Jesus.
The John across from me here, he loves sports analogies, so I'm going to make a sports analogy for him.
Oh, goodness. This could be like a terrible breakdown, but we'll give it a go.
We'll go for it. So what we're saying is John the Baptist is taking a bench seat, and he is allowing Jesus to like be the leader, the scorer of the thing.
Yeah, you know, you should stick to coffee. You should stick to coffee. It's like let me try a coffee analogy, all right?
Oh boy.
Just so you guys know, I don't like coffee at all, and if you make me drink it, I probably will run away. But anyway, it's like me starting to make a cup of coffee and saying, hey, everybody, this is going to be a great cup of coffee. And then I see Braden, who knows everything about coffee that there is to know about, or so he says.
Pretty much.
And I see Braden, and I say, Braden, come on over here and make this coffee the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Is that fair?
Yeah, yeah. So you're like, you know, you're allowing the expert to step in.
Essentially.
And I mean, John makes very clear that he said he was never the Messiah. And so, you know, making way for the Messiah. So he doesn't want to distract people from finding the Savior, because he knows he's not that. John the Baptist knows that he is not the Savior. And so he wants to step aside and let people find Jesus and seek Jesus, which is really amazing.
Yeah, super amazing. And, you know, John is I think, incredibly humble and gracious. Mm-hmm. You know, it's inspiring, really. Not only does he speak about the practical moment in becoming less, to not overshadow or compete with Jesus' ministry, but it goes beyond that.
Yeah. I mean, we can certainly apply the same thought today. I will admit, I often think pretty highly of myself. And John, I know you do too.
Maybe. Yeah.
We can go both get trapped in our own heads thinking, you know, how good we are or how great the things that we've done are, our good works, etc.
You know, my middle name, it's arrogance, and yeah.
It's not. It's
no,
Carl.
It's not.
It's Carl.
That would be awful if a parent named their child arrogance.
It'll set you up for failure.
Yeah.
So, but basically, we're human. We know that this is a mistake. We know we can recognize that this is, well, our sinful nature, you know? But recognizing that, we need to make ourselves less. We need to think of ourselves less, acknowledge what we've done less, and continue pointing to God. You know, you and I can say we're great at stuff, but then often get reminded and say, you know what? No, it was really God through me. And who allowed me to do this great thing. And it's God that's great, not me.
That's such a good point. You know, we all can do this. We unfortunately, as people, you know, we're selfish and sinful.
Mm-hmm.
But we get to recognize that and share that with God and continue to ask God to help us glorify him. We don't have to stay in that selfish and sinful state.
Yeah. I mean, in the end, it's just not about us.
Not at all. Not at all.
And yet somehow that feels exciting and not sad that it's not about us. I'm actually totally fine with it not being about me, because God is way greater. So Just to say it one more time, our lesson for today is
he must become greater.
Ah, he said it first.
I got it. Well, anyway, it's time for our growth tip, a way for each of us to grow in a relationship with Jesus.
Okay, I got a good one for today, I think.
All right, let's hear it. I'll be the judge if it's a good one or not.
I thought of this on a half-caffeinated brain.
Wow.
Okay, judgy over there. Just jokes. Okay, so my growth tip for today is see God in his creation. So, or see him in the simple things. This season, often I'm reminded of a friend telling me in the fall. So right now in Canada, it's beautiful. The leaves are orange. Everything is really lovely. And it's one of my favorite times of years for sure. So a friend often used to tell me he loved this season because when he was coming home on the bus ride, he lived in the country and he'd see lots of golden leaves. And as the leaves were flowing in the wind and shining in the sun and kind of catching the light, he said it felt like God was waving and cheering him on. Like the clapping of a crowd was the waving of the leaves on the trees. And so it was just this beautiful image.
Yeah, that's such a cool picture to imagine.
Yeah, and I've really loved that thought over all of these years as God's creation becomes gold and orange and vibrant, you know, that God is with us. He's cheering us on. He's clapping. He's excited. And so I often am reminded to just see God in his creation, the things that he made.
That's really cool. So just pausing for a second in our busy, busy lives.
Mm-hmm.
And noticing that God is cheering us on. Mm-hmm. He is for us.
Exactly.
God is cheering us on. Hey guys, thanks again for listening. It was really fun to hang out with you. You can read the story for yourself in John chapter 3, verse 23 to 36.
Listeners, we want to thank you so much. More than listeners, you are friends. You're part of this journey with us. And you are so awesome. We appreciate you tuning in each week. So if you think someone else would enjoy this show, if they would learn something, remember, never hesitate to share it with them.
You know, remember, nothing is more important than growing closer to Jesus. Mm-hmm. You guys have a great week. We'll talk to you later.
Thanks for listening to the Bible Story Podcast. There is nothing more important than a growing relationship with Jesus. Share this with a friend and have a great discussion.